The Siena College poll finds that by a 49% to 41% margin, New Yorkers don't think that Governor Cuomo should step down. That's down 2 points, though, from last month when 51% thought Cuomo should stay. The governor has been accused of sexual harassment by multiple women, including several female staff members. He's under federal investigation for allegations that he hid nursing home death numbers in the COVID-19 pandemic, improperly used aides to help write and edit a memoir, and gave family and friends special access to COVID tests. Cuomo denies all of the allegations. Siena spokesman Steve Greenberg says the poll has bad news and good news for the governor.
The way I would describe it is take a pint glass, put 8 ounces of water or your favorite beverage in it, and then describe it. Is the glass half full or is the glass half empty?
Greenberg says supporters can point to the governor's favorability rating up 4 points since last month at 44%, while 55% say he's overall doing a fair or poor job performance in office. 58% continue to approve of how he's handling the pandemic. Among weaknesses for the governor, he's losing support of independent voters. In April, a plurality of independents joined Democrats in saying that Cuomo should not resign. Now independents are evenly divided on the question.
Even though some of the governor's numbers, his favorability number, his job performance number, are up, they're down with independent voters. So independents are looking askance at the governor right now.
And the poll finds while Cuomo, a Democrat, would beat a generic Republican candidate by 10 points in a 2022 matchup, the state's attorney general, Tish James, who is investigating Cuomo, would beat a GOP candidate for governor by 17 points. Cuomo has said he wants to seek a fourth term in office. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.